This is Kaleidoscope, and I am Juliet Frumholt, and I'm very, very happy to welcome our next band into the studio. We've been following what's been happening with them as of late. They've had a pretty exciting year so far, and just yesterday they released a new EP. It's called Bo Jackson Up the Middle. We'll tell you more about that and how you can get your hands on it, but first, let's hear some live ones from the 1984 draft.
We'll put roses on the grave. Keep love right in the middle. In Fremont or Lincoln or LA. Scarlet and cream forever. In the teeth of glory. The honor of this game. We'll put roses on the grave. Ancient age, red arm sweaters around me, Phil William and Robert and Richard, scarlet and cream. Forever. In the deeds of glory, it's the honor of this game. We'll put roses on the grave. Oh.
Next one's called Straight Outta Will Compton. And I've walked a fine line of decision for fortune or fame. My mother, my poor mother, she was crying. I listened and took one last. Forgotten for Tigers, Missouri, with the bright lights, I'll have the last dance. And how can I sleep
without knowing what it would be and how can I sleep without knowing what it would be. I've been humbled, overshadowed. I'm left crying. I'm on my knees. One last stand. Trains approaching. Black shirt for knowledge. But now I know. And how can I sleep without knowing what it would be? And how can I sleep without knowing what it would be? And how can I sleep without knowing what it would be? And how can I sleep without knowing what it would be?
The 1984 Draft, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Joe Andrel, Justin Santanover, and Eli Albin in the house. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Very happy to have you all in the studio. I think this is the first time we've had all three of you in the house.
Yep.
Now, you just had the new EP was released yesterday, and it's called Bo Jackson Up the Middle. And those were two of the tracks.
Yep, absolutely.
It's still funny to hear other people say that on the record because of how we came up with it. So.
Do I dare ask?
It's all from Tecmo Bowl.
Okay.
So there's that old Nintendo game, Tecmo Bowl, and pretty much if you were the Raiders and you used Bo Jackson and you ran him, like, no one could tackle him except for Lawrence Taylor from the New York Giants, so you had to be, like, the Raiders versus the Giants to actually, like, have a fair game in Tecmo Bowl. So anyways, yeah, dating ourselves a little bit.
Sorry to go all nerd out on Nintendo there for a minute. But.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, speaking of, you know, all things sports, the last time I talked to you, Joe, you were getting ready for the filming for the documentary with the NFL. How did that go? How did all that turn out?
It was a pretty amazing day for us. I mean, to even put into words the graciousness that NFL Films has shown us over the past few months is pretty intense. So, you know, sometimes with situations like that, you just don't realize what it's actually going to be like. You know, you think that, like, oh, they'll show up with the camera guy and it'll be really nonchalant, but they'll make it look sweet through the magic of television. Well, no, they showed up with three SUVs, filled Justin's house with film equipment. Like, we were all sitting upstairs just kind of hanging out in the kitchen, and, like, we go down to do the interview portion of the – of what we were doing, and it was like there are cameras on rollers and giant lights. It felt like being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey or like Bob Costas or just some sort of crazy thing. So, I mean, the whole time, like, we're sitting down there and, like, Justin's dog totally wanted to be in the interview.
So bad, in fact, that he just would whine for about an hour at a time from the other half of the basement, which we had secluded him into. He just knew things were going on.
So we actually let him down there.
Nice.
Because he was just going to hit the door over and over again, like, hey, there's a bunch of cool stuff going down there.
My new friends just showed up from Connecticut or New York or wherever they came from. It was a crew. It was an actual crew. It was amazing that we had that opportunity, and just from out of nowhere. So they treated us like, I guess, average royalty. It was awesome.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then they came to the show and filmed that, and the show went great. And, you know, it's surprising when you do something like that, because I had some friends. I mean, I'm a huge Nebraska Cornhusker fan, and during the football season, I actually go and meet up with this group called the Miami Valley Huskers, and we watch the game every week. And so my dad had sent an email to those guys, and, like, literally we had people show up to the show, like, in full Husker gear, like, showing support to us. So
nice.
That was – I mean, people who would – I mean, you would probably not see it in an indie rock show, but it was just awesome that, you know, you got that kind of love. And
Yeah, we had a great crowd, and everything couldn't have gone any better. So we're really excited for the documentary to air. It's going to air on April 30th at 10 o'clock on the NFL Network. So hopefully it'll be online and we can share it with our fans that don't have the NFL Network. But it's going
to
be great.
We'll make sure people get a way to see it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, since that big news, now you've got a new release. What's next for you guys? It seems like it's just been a banner year, and we're only 4 months in.
Well, the last 24 hours has been pretty insane. So we not only had the record come out, but Justin and I did a podcast with my brother, who runs an awesome website called soundcheckchat.com, which is a newer podcast, but he covers, you know, a wide variety of music. So that was cool about yesterday. And our new music video for Clear Heads, Full Hearts went up. And it was premiered on GhettoBlaster.com or GhettoBlasterMagazine.com. So that was awesome. The guy who directed it, Mike Postolakis, actually did the new GBV video and just did one of the Swearing at Motorists videos that went up recently. So Mike's a pretty awesome dude, and we are pretty thankful that he would work with us and do something for us. So that was really cool. But, I mean, we do have things in the pike. So I'm actually leaving for tour here in 2.5 weeks. I'm actually doing a little solo run starting November 16th in Columbus. I'm going out with my good friend Mark Kramer from Louisville, who's in a band called Tender Mercy. And so we're going to do Columbus and Athens and Pittsburgh. And then we'll finish on April 19th at Canal Public House with I'll do a solo set, Mark will play. Me and Mountains will be there, and they're releasing something new that night. And then the draft will close it out. And that'll kind of be our record release party. That'll be a good night for us.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night of music.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We just finished writing the new record. It's called Return to Tallboy Mountain Again. So we'll start working on that. And we've been working on our line of cardigans. 84 Draft officially sponsored cardigans.
Like the one you're styling tonight?
Yes, very much so.
Nobody can pull off a cardigan quite like Joe can.
It's just a shame that it's radio and people can't bask in the glory.
That's what we got to get for WISO, is the interactive, you know, live feed.
That yeah.
It's video and audio all at once.
Yes, yes.
Then everybody will just get to bask in the cardigan wonderfulness. It'll be amazing. Cardigans for everybody.
I dig it. I like it. I like it. For the EP, how did you guys record that? I know for Return to Tallboy Mountain, you went out and recorded elsewhere. What did you do with this one?
Well, we had kind of been in a time crunch, so to speak, after getting the news from the NFL Network that they actually were, in fact, real and coming to Dayton, Ohio.
They were not wearing cardigans.
It wasn't just a figment of our imaginations and, you know, one of us playing a joke on the other via email and setting something up phony. Our good friend Chris N., who I believe you know, he's done a couple radio spots on here, and he had recorded with Micah Carley at his Popside Studios. he, for the longest time, had just been telling us as a group just to get in there. Mike is such a great guy, you know. And then finally we heard Chris's album. He's like, here, trust us. And then everything with the NFL Network kind of went down the way it did. And we felt this urgency to get something of good quality down to present to them. That way, whatever they wanted to use from us, by us, would be, you know, audibly tolerable. And instead of some of the basement or porch recordings that we do just to try and write and do on the side, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, recording with Micah was just a great experience. So we got a good quality. We went up there. We busted our butts. And it was a long day, but a very swift-moving, easy, relaxed day. And we just nailed it. Got three songs down. And, you know, the final product came out. We were all really happy with it. And now the NFL Network has something to use. And we have a tangible piece of property, I think, that we can hold as our own and say, look, we did something in the winter of 2013-2014. So,
well, and I got to say, for other Dayton bands, if there are any listening, like Micah at Popside Studios in Troy has really affordable rates and is really great to work with. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. It really could not have gone any better for us. So.
And you did it all in one day. That's
one day.
That is impressive. Now, how can people get their hands on the EP if they want to get their very own copy?
The EP is available digitally on iTunes, Amazon, and every major e-music retailer.
Excellent. So. Excellent. Are you going to keep it digital, or are you thinking about doing a physical release as well?
100% digital at this point. So, you know, we're hoping people pick up the EP online so that we can use that to finance the next record so that we can do something physical with that.
Nice. Nice. Are you thinking the next record is, are you going to stick around here and do it locally, or do it more like Return to Tallboy Mountain? Or have you decided yet?
No, I really think that we'll probably make another run with Micah. Like, it was such a good experience up at his studio that, you know, we'd like some continuity in it. So we'll probably do it locally, but who knows what else we'll do.
Awesome. So it gives us all something to look forward to.
Yep.
So you'll be doing the solo tour later this month with the show wrapping up at Canal Public House. Do you guys have any big plans for the summer, or just going to kind of see what happens?
I mean, it's summertime, so you can't wear cardigans, so I don't really like to leave the house.
Fair enough.
I think he's going to find a way to wear a cardigan, even if it's, you know, with no shirt underneath.
Or a cutoff cardigan.
Because I don't think anything is going to be quite the next fashion craze as a cardigan with no shirt, flip-flops, and some jorts.
I prefer Daisy Dukes.
New style icon happening right now.
You know, we don't need to wait for California or New York to come to the Midwest. We can make the Midwest experience go outward.
And I'm really sorry for anyone at Kroger who has to see me in these outfits.
Well, I think you're setting the bar high for the April 19th, so I think everyone needs to come out and see what Joe's going to be wearing.
We encourage the wearing of jorts.
And cardigans.
And cardigans.
So you've got plenty of time to get your jorts and your cardigans ready for April 19th at Canal Public House. Joe's going to be playing. The 84 Draft is going to be playing all together. Me and Mountains are going to be playing. It's going to be an amazing night of music. But in the meantime, you don't have to wait. You can get your hands on the new EP. It's called Bo Jackson Up the Middle. It's available now on iTunes and all the major digital music outlets. And we'll get some links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, for you to get your hands on that. Now, I understand you've got a new song for us.
Yeah, this one's it's pretty brand new. It'll be on Return to Tallboy Mountain again. I wrote it about my best friend, and I like it. But before we play this new song, I have to do the obligatory say hello to my mother and father. Bob, Marlene, Andrew, you're awesome. Thank you for listening. I'm sure the rest of the boys want to say hello to their significant others as well. And thank you to everyone who loves us and continues to support us. We really couldn't do it without you, and we're pretty thankful about that. So this song is called Peyton Manning's Magic Potion. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm choking, half pound of nothing. I'm always just thinking of you. A new magic potion, faith and devotion, to left feet of following through. With singing and dancing and teenage romancing, I swear that I'm coming to you. And I will try. I will try. I'm caught in the fire, faith and desire. My eyes looking up to the sky. Through my life in the ocean, as the tears started flowing, I will walk above all of the waves. And I'll say, when the snow started falling, I found my true calling, to give you what I couldn't say, couldn't say. Couldn't say, couldn't say, couldn't say. I will try. I will try.
The 1984 Draft, live in the WISO studios. Check out their new album. It's called Bo Jackson Up the Middle. It's available now digitally. And be sure to mark your calendars. Get your cardigans ready April 19th at Canal Public House. It's Joe Solo, the 84 Draft Live, Me and Mountains, all kinds of good music. Check it out. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Juliet, thank you. You know, it took forever for me to get to the studio, you know, before. And it's nice that, you know, we've been able to do this 3 times in, like, the last 6 months. So I appreciate the support.
My pleasure. Come back anytime.
Okay, play some Bob Mould.
Funny enough, I have some Bob Mould queued up right now. Here's Bob Mould from the Silver Age. This one's called Star Machine, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.